Hello?
Hello, my name is Kara. So you're calling from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Yeah, there was a charge on the account. There was a charge on the account on my Target card. Hold on, let me try to get this information up. It just disappeared off the screen. Get it on. Yeah, the thing times out. Be right with you.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's for I think it's
a charge. Yeah, I got everything in here on this paper.
Much the charge is for 6732 on December 4th. And it's from Latest Gadget Expert Temple. And we didn't make that charge.
Okay, what's your zip code, please, sir?
Zip code is 22508, and the card name is in the name of Joyce Johnson, Joyce Kaiser, Kizer. That's my wife. She's here right
now.
Okay. You said Joyce Kaiser?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
She said, wait a moment. I think we should call Target. Why don't you call Target and tell them that these are the people that charge you? Yeah, but they charge you.
I don't care. It's like when you go to the bank on your debit card, you call the people that.
Okay, I see you call. Hello, sir.
Yes.
I see you calling for the number is 347-855-5193.
Yes.
Do you have another number so I can locate today?
What did you say?
The name is on the 718-440.
You said it
2902.
You said it a little too fast, so you said 714.
718-440-2902.
2902? Yes. So it starts with 718, correct, sir? The first three numbers?
Yes.
Okay, Joyce Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address, please?
35094 Sarah Court, Locust Grove, Virginia, 22508.
Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
That was November 29th. This is what I thought I was paying. They can't. They're going to try to say.
Hello, sir.
David.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for patient holding. I do see here back on November 28th, sir, your wife paid $5.74 for this sweet safe entry to win a cookware.
Right.
Okay, with that cookware. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all. And then she canceled. Did you cancel the cookware?
Yes.
She canceled the cookware.
When did she cancel,
now,
sir? When did she cancel, sir?
When did you cancel the cookware?
Well, this is about, I would say, what's today, Sunday? At least probably Thursday now. Or maybe Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, last week I called.
What's the date on the last
Okay,
Thursday?
I see here what she called on December the 14th, asking to be canceled. That's all she asked for, to be canceled.
Right, so I mean, you can't charge somebody if they cancel something, right?
She called, sir. She was charged on December the 3rd. She called in on December the 14th asking to be canceled. So she was way charged before she called in council, sir.
She said you call after. They charged you before you were canceled it.
Right. Yeah, because I never authorized that. I never ordered cookware. I didn't order that.
Well,
when I ordered the 574, Southern Pop said you get free cookware. All you have to do is pay shipping. So I paid the 574 shipping. The cookware I expected to be free. So when I see the charge on my bill, I said, what is this? So that's why I called three or four days ago, to tell them I didn't authorize to buy any cookware. It says free.
Yes, ma'am. Also, in the term condition, ma'am, it stated you had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If you did not win, ma'am, they will charge you for the online discount electronic store membership, which is $67.32.
So this was a chance to win something, and they charged you?
It stated that in term condition, sir, she had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. When she paid in the $5.74, she was in the contest entry.
So what you're saying is that they're charging us $67 for what? Why are they charging $67.32?
As stated before, sir, that's for the online discount electronic store membership. When she had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning, if she did not win, they were going to charge her for the membership fee, sir.
They charge you for a membership fee if you win.
What?
They charge you. It's a scam. That's what it is. It's a scam. How do you get the money back? Because we didn't authorize this.
Well, sir, the charge was $67.32. I can refund for 35% refund.
They can refund you for 35% refund.
Which is what?
It's 35%. Yeah, it's about almost half.
What, $20?
They're gonna give you $35 back.
Did she say 35?
Yeah, $35. Is that what it is?
35% refund is
$23. 35%. Yeah. So how much is that?
I don't know, about $20-something. Yes, give me that back.
Yeah. Can you send that back?
With the 35% refund, it will take 3 to 5 business days. Come back to your card.
It's going to take 3 to 5 business days, and it's going to come back on your card.
Okay.
All right. So next time we see something say free, you don't get it because it's a scam. They got all kinds of stuff working where they scam people. This is what they do. And then they sit somewhere where you can't get to them and you can't walk into the office. This is a game.
I don't know.
All right, yeah, reimburse
but
us for the
confirmation. That's what I asked her before.
Can you give us a confirmation number?
C
that you're going to huh?
C as in Charlie, sir. 2-6-3.
C as in Charlie. Write this down. C as in Charlie. What else?
263-008.
463-008. Can you stop them in a C? C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie. The number 2. The number C is 3008.
6. 4. 6.
Yes, sir. 648.
648. That's it?
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be 3 to 5 business days. And what's the exact amount that's going to be refunded?
$23.56.
$22.66?
$23.56, sir.
56. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
No, I'm not going to read nothing back to her. These people are ridiculous.
Hello, ma'am. She hung up. Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to repeat that confirmation number back to you, please.
Okay.
C is in Charlie, 263-008-648.
Yes, ma'am.
That's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. You have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day.
You too. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
The only people
have
money.
Stop it.
I have a right to be angry. It's stealing people's money.
What are you getting upset like that for? That's not going to help you.
Yeah, that helped me.